a short word. Luke's Gospel, please, chapter 12. Chapter 11. The Lord Jesus was speaking to a lawyer who sought to justify himself, and the Lord challenged him in relationship to the law. And when he said to, "What is my neighbor?" or "Who is my neighbor?" the Lord Jesus gave him this parable to describe his neighbor. Verse 29, "But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' And Jesus answering said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho.'" Yeah, chapter 10. Sorry about that. Luke chapter 10, verse 29. Sorry about that. "But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' And Jesus answering said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, 'Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee.'" Now, I'd like to just, for a few moments, lift a few thoughts from this passage in relationship to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll not seek to expound on the passage other than to say that the Lord Jesus was challenging this man, and he said, "A certain man went down to Jericho." In this passage, very simply, I'd like to look at the conditions on the Jericho road. The compassion of the Samaritan, which certainly points to the compassion of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then we find, at the end of this, we see reference made to the coming again of this Samaritan. This afternoon we were looking at various aspects of the coming of the Lord Jesus. Principally, in the beginning, we were talking about the rapture of the church. And of course, the Lord Jesus himself said in John chapter 14, "I will come again and receive you unto myself." And we looked at the panorama of the great truths of the epics of God, how that God dealt with his ancient people Israel, and he promised them that he would come in the person of the Lord Jesus as the Messiah. He came as their king, and they rejected him. And of course, the prophets of old saw the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. These were mountain peaks of Scripture. They saw the great mountain peaks, but they didn't see in the valley. And in the valley, we see the great parenthesis, the church. That which could not be known in the Old Testament, that which was part of the great mystery of God, which he kept hidden in his loving heart until it was revealed that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body. And what a wonderful truth that we have been brought in to the family of God. And here we see this wonderful parable that the Lord Jesus gave. And you know, when you think of the road to Jericho, there are a number of roads in the Bible that come before us, and they all have certain characters. I think perhaps of the road to Damascus. The Apostle Paul, Saul of Tarsus, was going down to kill those of that way. And that was a road marked by persecution. And the Lord Jesus Christ met him in the road. And he converted him and made him a tremendous blessing to the people of God. And then there are other roads in the Bible that speak to us of certain conditions. And you know, when you're driving, you perhaps turn on the radio to find out the road conditions. Here, we see the road conditions, and they were pretty tough. The road to Jericho was marked by death. This man was left, he was beaten, and he was left half dead. And the conditions of this road speak to us of the conditions of life. Sin has come in, and as a result of sin, men are wounded and left as wrecks on the road. I'd like to think of this as this man on the road to Jericho. But we find that there's no other hope. No other hope given for him other than this Samaritan. And who were the Samaritans? They were half-breeds. And they were those individuals who were looked upon from the Israelites' standpoint as those that they would not associate with. I think of the Lord Jesus in the Gospel of John. And it says in chapter 4, he must needs go through Samaria. The Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. And yet the Lord Jesus Christ had a mission. His goal? To meet that woman at the well. And of course, the normal way of going to the north was to go around Samaria. But the Lord Jesus Christ went right through. He had a target. He had a goal. He had a purpose, and that was to meet this woman in her need. And that reminds us of this Samaritan. Notice, a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. And that's what we need today. We've been talking a little bit from time to time about the gospel and the need of the gospel. And you know, it comes from a heart of compassion. We were talking about if we knew that the Lord Jesus was coming tomorrow at, what was it, 12 o'clock? Whatever the time might be, we would be scurrying about, reaching and seeking to reach those with the gospel, the only message that can save lost men. Christ died for sinners. But you know, we need the gospel, whether it's tomorrow or 2 years from now or 20 years. We do not know the time. But beloved, we must be about our Father's business. And what is that? He's left us here for a purpose and for a reason. He could have saved us and brought us home to heaven immediately. But yet, the Lord has left us here. Further on in the Gospel of Luke, we could turn to the passage, I believe it's chapter 19, and one of the parables the Lord Jesus spoke, and then he said this, "Occupy till I come." You know, till the Lord returns, he has a job for each and every one of us to do, whether we be young or old. Now you say, well, I can't preach the gospel. Well, you can pray. You can support those who are preaching the gospel. And some of you young fellows, you know, it's a good thing that you're here. Maybe some of you could be used of God to preach the gospel. Oh, but you have to go to college. You have to get an education. You have to get a PhD. How many young people today are going to the mission field? How many are counting the cost? How many are seeing the need, compassion, of going to the place? It may not be a comfortable place. Here was not a comfortable place, the road to Jericho. And yet, the priest passed by, didn't want to get involved. Too busy. The Levite passed by, didn't want to get involved. As a matter of fact, it says he looked at him. And then he passed by. Ah, but the Samaritan, he was willing to get his hands dirty. I'm not talking about a soup kitchen. That's the social gospel, if you please.